Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. About 6 months ago, we learned about the largest animal on the planet, the blue whale. This week, we are going to learn about the largest land animal. Get ready for an enormous episode on an enormous animal.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hi, Jacob and Olivia. This is Ingrid, age 5, and Moira, age 8, with their dad, Patrick, from Bel Air, Maryland. We are curious to know about the special breathing talents that both dolphins and elephants have. We know that dolphins are mammals, but how do they survive in the water so long? And we know that elephants have long trunks, but how is it that they are able to spray water out to wash their babies? Thank you so much for reading and discussing our topic. We love your show and listen as often as we can while in the car. Keep up the great work. From Ingrid, Moira, and Patrick.
That was a great email. We are getting curious about elephants this week for Ingrid and Moira.
And if you want to know more about dolphins, you can always listen to episode 27 of Curious Kid Podcast, Curious About Dolphins. In that episode, Olivia interviewed a veterinarian who rescues dolphins in the Florida Keys. We learned so much about dolphins in that episode. Okay, Olivia, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, what is the closest living land relative to the elephant?
That's a really hard one, because elephants are so unique. It's hard to think of any animals that might be a close relative of the elephant. While you're thinking about the answer, let's learn more about elephants.
There are two major types of elephants, the African elephant and the Asian elephant.
There are lots of great ways to tell the difference between African and Asian elephants. For starters, African elephants are typically bigger. Also, the ears of African elephants are larger than the ears of Asian elephants.
If you look at the shape of an African elephant's ears, it's nearly identical to the shape of Africa.
That is fascinating, and now that you say it, it's totally true. All African elephants grow long tusks, but not all Asian elephants do.
Elephants have these features at the end of their trunks that act like fingers. African elephants have two of them, and Asian elephants have one.
So, we said that African elephants are bigger than Asian elephants, but that doesn't mean that Asian elephants aren't big.
African elephants can weigh over 15,000 pounds, and Asian elephants can weigh over 10,000 pounds.
That makes African and Asian elephants the heaviest land animals in the world. Following elephants on the list of heaviest land animals are the rhinoceros, that can be as heavy as 7,900 pounds, the hippopotamus, that can get up to 4,400 pounds, and the giraffe, that can reach just over 3,000 pounds. Those are some big animals.
It's hard to believe that elephants can get so big because they eat mostly tree bark, grass, plants, roots, and twigs.
They also enjoy eating fruit. Believe it or not, elephant adults eat about 350 pounds of food daily.
In order to do that, they spend 16 to 18 hours of their day eating.
That's crazy. Can you imagine spending almost your entire day eating?
Elephants also drink about 40 gallons of water daily.
I guess you need to eat and drink that much to maintain a 10,000 pound body.
Do baby elephants also weigh thousands of pounds?
Not at all. The biggest baby elephants weigh between 200 and 250 pounds. So they are bigger than most adult humans. Baby elephants are called calves, and they are adorable.
Get ready for the most amazing elephant fact of the episode. Calves can stand up 20 minutes after being born.
That is crazy. An hour after birth, elephant calves can walk, and within a couple of days, they are able to keep up with the elephant herd. Elephant calves are very impressive, but part of the reason they are so advanced at birth is because the gestation period of an elephant is really, really long. A gestation period refers to how long a female is pregnant for before she gives birth. In humans, the average gestation period is 270 days, or 9 months. The average gestation period in African elephants is 645 days, and in Asian elephants is 617 days. That's almost 2 years of pregnancy before birth. It's the longest gestation period of all mammals.
Elephant trunks are amazing. An elephant's trunk has more than 40,000 muscles.
That's insane. Why is it insane? Because the entire human body has 639 muscles. Elephant trunks are strong. They can lift up to 770 pounds. In other words, an elephant can lift me, my wife Heather, Olivia, her brother Noah, and our dog Chloe with its trunk.
They can use their trunk as a snorkel to help them breathe in water. As long as the tip of their trunk stays above the water, the elephant can breathe.
Elephant trunks are so versatile. They are used for breathing, holding and lifting, smelling, touching, making sounds, and so much more.
Elephants can hold 12 liters of water in their trunks. They use that water to clean themselves or other elephants. They even use their trunks to spray mud or sand on themselves to protect their skin from the sun on a sunny day or to knock bugs off their body.
Elephants even show their love and affection for other elephants by rubbing another elephant with its trunk.
That's so adorable. Are elephant tusks as useful as elephant trunks?
I don't know if anything can be as useful to an elephant as their trunk, but their tusks are super useful too. They are used to dig for water and food, to rip bark away from trees, and they even use their tusks as weapons if necessary.
Thankfully, elephants don't need to fight with their tusks often. They spend lots of time socializing with other elephants and herds.
The herds are made up of mostly female elephants, with an older female elephant in the lead. Elephants respect the older and more experienced elephants in the herd. Between the ages of 12 and 15, male elephants will usually leave the herd in a small temporary herd, while they look for female companions to start new elephant families with.
I've heard that elephants never forget. Do elephants really have great memories?
They do. It's unlikely that they never forget, but it is certainly true that elephants have impressive memories. They are able to remember friends and enemies. They are also able to remember locations where they were able to find lots of food and water so they can revisit those places in the future. The elephant brain is about 4 times larger than the human brain. Scientists believe that elephants are one of the smartest animals in the animal kingdom, alongside animals like chimpanzees and dolphins.
Elephants are also very sensitive animals. They comfort each other and help other elephants that are injured.
Elephants can even feel empathy, which means that they understand and relate to the feelings of other elephants. This is similar to the emotional contagion you see in humans. So feelings like joy and sadness can often spread from one elephant to another.
There is something I have in common with elephants. We are afraid of bees.
That's true. Elephants are certainly afraid of bees. When bees are around, they make noises, flap their ears, and may even run away to get away from bees.
One more interesting fact before we get to the question of the week. Elephants can't lift all 4 feet off the ground at the same time.
That means that elephants can't jump. They are the only mammal that can't jump. Even when elephants run, at least 1 foot has to be on the ground at all times. All right, Olivia, it's time to answer the question of the week. Which land animal is the closest living relative of the elephant?
The rock hyrax is the closest living land relative of the elephant. It kind of looks like a mean beaver.
It really does. It looks upset because it has an overbite, so their teeth on the top kind of look like fangs. Otherwise, it's a pretty cute animal. I had never heard of the rock hyrax before researching for this episode, so ask a grown-up to look up a picture of one to show you. It's a rock hyrax, and hyrax is spelled H-Y-R-A-X. It's about the size of a groundhog, and even though it looks like a rodent, it isn't. The elephant, hyrax, and manatee all came from a common ancestor 50 million years ago. Although the hyrax looks nothing like an elephant, there are similarities in their skull, teeth, and toes. That was a really tricky question of the week. I'm wondering how many of our listeners knew what a hyrax was before we just discussed it. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 148, on elephants.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Ingrid and Moira, for the massive topic suggestion. Before we go, I want to read you a review we received this week. It says, many kids' podcasts are targeted at an older demographic. However, we have found these shorter episodes without commercial breaks interrupting the content are perfect for my 3 and 5-year-olds. I highly recommend this podcast to all our friends and even listen without the kids too.
A big thank you to Jennifer for the 5-star review.
Reviews mean so much to the growth of the podcast. If you enjoy listening to Curious Kid Podcast and haven't done so yet, it would mean so much if you could leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others discover Curious Kid Podcast. For everything Curious Kid Podcast, head on over to CuriousKidPodcast.com. There is so much to see there on the official Curious Kid Podcast website. Next week, we will get curious about glass for listeners in New Brunswick, Canada, and Kokomo, Indiana. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.